Published in 2016, Margot Lee Shetterly's Hidden Figures tells the true story of Dorothy Vaughan, Katherine Johnson, and Mary Jackson, three pioneering African-American women who worked as human computers at NASA in the 1960s. It was thanks to their pivotal calculations that celebrated astronauts such as Neil Armstrong and John Glenn could enter space. And yet, for a long time, their work remained uncelebrated. Shetterly's retelling of their remarkable story became a bestseller, and an award-winning movie adaptation followed. In 2018, this letter was written to Shetterly by Akosua Haynes, a 10-year-old African-American girl with aspirations to become an astronaut one day. Read by Crystal Clark.
Dear Margot Lee Shetterly, on August 21st, 2017, I felt so lucky because it was the first day of school and my friends were in class while I was watching the solar eclipse in Carbondale, Illinois. When the moon had completely covered the sun, I looked up and wondered how Katherine Johnson felt when she helped John Glenn orbit the Earth. Reading your book, Hidden Figures, made me more excited about becoming a NASA astronaut. But it also made me question my career choice. It scared me when I read that a fireball entered into a spaceship, killing all three astronauts inside. Becoming an astronaut had been my dream. I met Mae Jemison when I was 4 and have dressed up as an astronaut for at least 4 Halloweens. But I didn't want to die in a ball of flames. I finished your book on the train ride back from Carbondale just 5 days before my Hidden Figures-themed birthday party. I made up a rule and told my friends that if they wanted to come, they had to read at least 2/3 of your book so that we could have an interesting discussion. I asked everyone to share their favorite passage. When it was my turn, everyone read my selection on page 217 aloud. Learning that John Glenn trusted Katherine Johnson with his life because of her superior math skills motivated me to take my own math homework more seriously. I love math, but some of my friends don't. I wanted them to read your book, to see the magic in math and how useful it can be. Right before my party, I looked up the definition for analytical geometry because Katherine used it to calculate the trajectory of John Glenn's Mercury capsule. Useful magic,